Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I'm so excited because today is Potapalooza Day, and I have the honor and privilege of interviewing Yvonne McCoy. Yvonne and I keep seeing each other in various platforms, but we've never gotten to connect, so it's super fun to get to connect with people I wouldn't otherwise connect with. How are you today, and are you having fun at Potapalooza?
I absolutely am. And one of the things that I like the best is every time I do Potapalooza, I think my message is clear. So I think I'm actually helping more people and being a better guest. So I'm hoping to be a great guest for you as well.
I love it. And what is that old saying? Podcast is nothing but a rehearsal stage, and your next talk is your best talk.
Absolutely. And I think it's even better if the reason for that is you've gotten better with your either with your material or your insights. So, I think I've done a little bit of both. So
I think it usually is a both and, right? You find out what lands and what doesn't. So you're a women's business strategist. Tell us a little bit about how you got on that path and what strategic moves we need to make so we can be more successful.
Well, like a lot of entrepreneurs, I pivoted a lot of different things, but probably one of the biggest things that happened for me was in March of 2020, I was hospitalized for 5 days. When I came out, we were in shutdown from COVID, and I was doing a lot of coaching for nonprofits and organizational development. And it was like, oh my God, I have no business.
It's over.
There's nothing like being dashed with cold water to really wake you up and shake you out of your complacency, And so I had to really, one of the good things about it is it really turned into be a wonderful gift and an opportunity, although it did not feel like that at all. And I had to really sit down and go, okay, how can I make this work? What can I do that I can repeat on a consistent basis that I like doing? Because there are lots of things that I could do that I didn't particularly care about. But what can I do on a consistent basis that I can do long term, that's repeatable, that's going to get me consistent sales? And so I came up with a process that I called the VIP Profit Roadmap. And basically, it built on a couple of things that I think is really important if you're going to be strategic. The VIP stands for, what's your vision? What do you want to be remembered for in 100 years? It's not that you worked 80 hours a week, It's something different, Okay. For me, it started with the idea that I want everybody that I meet to leave better than when they first met me. That I have something that I can give that makes their life a little bit better. The second thing was that I struggled with a lot was the whole idea of constant change, because I was very much one of those women, I want to get this finished, I want to get it perfect. And you know what? You're never finished, it's never perfect, and you're never ready. So once I got to that mindset, that I had all these things that I thought were all set in stone, and within a week they all vanished. It's like, okay, how can I innovate during change so I can stay in the flow? Right. And then the third thing was, how do I use my special gift in my business so I can be me? So I don't have to have a professional veneer and pretend to be something that I'm not, or, be stilted and be professional. It's like there was a point in my life when I felt like when I was outside my house, I had my MBA professional corporate, you know, uniform on. And when I got in my house, I was something else. And so it was like, okay. And not only that, I mean, to be perfectly frank, I was like 69 years old. It was like, if I don't do it my way now, when? When am I going to do it, right? And so that was what happened. And what I found was that having a vision and a purpose kind of makes you automatically more strategic. Just because you say, you know, who can I impact? How can I have a bigger impact? How can I help other people? But it also, you know, entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart. I mean, it has too many ups and downs, right? And so when you have a vision, that's one of the things that helps you build resilience, you know, and keeps you centered. I mean, it keeps you from, when you have great successes, it keeps you kind of level-headed. And when you have great tragedies or devastation, you know, and of course, you know, they're not really great devastations, they just feel that way. You know, it's something to help you rebound. And, you know, doing it in your own way. I mean, I say to people, I have a weird sense of humor. I have these weird thoughts that pop up and, you know, say to myself, please God, don't let me say this out loud.
But I tease my husband, you're not actually going to say that, right? That's a pretend conversation.
But it's like, but you know, but the clients that I have, once we start working together, you know, we feel comfortable enough that I can say those things like, brace yourself, here it comes, right? And that's a really nice way to feel. I mean, it's I think that I like working with women, and I say enlightened men, for the simple reason that one of the things that I think that I've learned along the way is that society, we're born as ferocious and fearless children. We would do anything. I mean, I remember the time my son jumped in the deep end of the pool and didn't know how to swim. It was like, oh, here it is, right? My sister jumped off the garage roof once because I said that she couldn't play with us. And she said, I'm going to jump. And I said, go ahead. And she did.
Did she break something?
No, but my mother punished me for telling her to do that. And so we lose that, you know, trying to fit in, to blend in, to whatever. And that is the thing, especially in business, that's going to make us successful. Because there are all these other people who have that same hidden desire, that have that need to be able to do that. And I think that's the thing that, you know, is amazing. And so part of what the program is that I don't talk about as much, but is to help you stop practicing and do it. I, you know, my analogy is, you know, most of our businesses are like junk draws. We're attracted to shiny objects. So we've got lots of courses and lots of freebies and lots of all these things that we stick in the draw that we have no idea where they fit. And so what I do is I help you dump that draw out, sort through it, rediscover the treasures that you have in there, figure out how you can use it and make money fast without making a whole lot, you know, a whole lot of mistakes. And, you know, I look at patterns. I mean, that's part of my gift is I recognize patterns. And, you know, I say, you know, there are regular patterns in entrepreneurship. And just like if you go to the shore and you see the waves and you can time the waves, you may not jump all the time at the right time. But when you do get knocked down, you know you need to get back up because you know that next wave is coming. And that's what entrepreneurship is about. It's being able to time those waves and be as proactive as you can as much of the time as you can, but know that you have a reset or a recovery strategy so that you can do it. And one of the things that I love is, you know, part of my goal with working with women is to get you out of the doing stage and get you into the CEOs, into your CEO mojo. One of the things that, you know, that I'm kind of putting together is what I call the entrepreneurial leadership journey. And one of the things that happens is in terms of leadership, we tend to You know, if you actually were to follow it, is like you kind of learn to manage yourself, then you learn to manage projects, then you learn to manage other people, then you manage organizations or bigger things. As entrepreneurs, we jump into managing projects. We are such doers. I mean, I can't tell you how many executive directors I've coached that are busy filing or finding something or whatever, instead of, you know, and then saying at the end of the day, oh my God, I still have all my stuff to do.
Right? Where did the day go?
Yeah. And so that is, you know, helping them say, okay, we need to develop that part of my skill set so that not only can I manage a project, but now I'm in a place where I can delegate and grow faster, right? And so the intensive is meant to be that stage where we take a look and really do the foundational stuff where you're really taking your business and giving it shape so that you're ready to grow and then ready to scale, right? Most of the people that I work with have already been in business. They've made some sales. They've invested in themselves, but they've got these expensive courses or these expensive, you know, programs that they've been in. And I mean, and I've done it myself. I mean, my client is me. I mean, I was in a really, you know, like it was over $20,000 program for a year. And at the end of the year, I still didn't know who my avatar was.
Oh, me too. Been there, done that.
and you know what? And it was the approach. I mean, I think that people do not, one size does not fit all. Now, you probably remember this when it was a big thing, when they brought out clothing and said, one size fits all. And it didn't. Right?
It doesn't.
And then they said one size fits most. You know, my philosophy is if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work. There's nothing wrong with you. You just need to find a different approach. And so, you know, I had a client said to me, I canceled my appointment because I hadn't done my homework. And I said, I never want you to do that because you're not doing your homework as a lesson. Let's find out why you didn't do it. You know, did you just chuck it off, or were you having difficulty and we need to figure out a different way to get the same results, right? Because one size does not fit all, you know?
It absolutely does not. I think we've had similar journeys along the way. So I want to get back to your VIP a little bit. I got V for vision is I innovate.
It's innovation during constant change.
Okay. Innovation during constant change.
Because you know what? If you don't change, the rest of the world still is changing and you're going to get left behind.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a really simple, a really powerful, but very simple example. Okay. There was a time when coaches and gurus were hired for their expertise. Now there's information everywhere. You can get information for free. So you're having some level of expertise is a given. I mean, it's like the minimal thing, right? People hire you so that you can help them implement that information and give them accountability and get results. So that means you can't just show up and say, do this. That's no longer, you know, the same thing with ChatGPT, right? If you're a technophobe like me, I was like, you know, not enough. And now I love it. I mean, I can get so much done because I found a way that it works for me. I mean, it's like in between calls, I'll put something in. And at the end of the day, I have all this stuff that I've generated that I've been putting off, right? And, you know, I've learned to train it to do certain things for me, you know? Like I'm really terrible with hashtags. So, you know, I always say to give me 7 titles for this post and give me, you know, 7 hashtags. You know, and then I make it my own, right? So that's what the innovation is. There's always going to be change. It's not when it's going to change. It's not if it's going to change. It's when it's going to change.
I know. And it's so funny because I had this vision when I graduated college and got a real job that life was going to be stable. Like that, it was going to be stable. And I think I wanted that because we moved so much when I was growing up. And it was like, I want to get someplace and like plant roots and stay. And I did not do that for many more years, but I just created this vision that things should stay the same. And it was a rude awakening that it's never going to stay the same. It's never going to, like, next year's not going to be the same as this year. We think it might be, but it's not. We're always in a state of flux, in a state of movement, in a state of change. But I love that, how innovating in the midst of it all. That's so important.
And I think, you know, for me, one of the things was, I used to say for years, I'm not creative. I'm not creative. I'm not creative, right? And I read a definition that set me free. It said creativity is not creating something out of nothing. It's taking things that already exist and coming up with a better version, and, you know, or a different use. And so one of the things that I always, when I'm coaching, I always say, find three uses for anything that you do, right? So if you do a post, you know, can you post it in more than one place? Can you put it into something that you're talking about? Can you do a video? Can you whatever? So that you can get more mileage out of the things that, you know, that you're doing. And the last piece, because I want to make sure that I hit all three pieces, but the last piece is your product genius. Okay, that's your uniqueness, right? The thing that you've been taught to hide. Oh God, please don't do this in front of other people. You know, your family thinks this is the thing that's weird. Like my family says to me, please stop fixing things. Because I'm always looking for solutions, right? But I'm really good at it. And so that's the thing, you know, we bought these programs, some guru has told us to do something, we've tried to do it and it hasn't worked. And your first reaction is, what's wrong with me? Right? And so I come up with models that I think will help you to be you. So the first, you know, so one of them is the three P's. And I learned this, I came up with this for myself when I was losing weight, because at one point I was over 400 pounds and I lost 150 pounds. And so, you know, your first thing is, you know, you eat something you're not supposed to, or you gain weight when you're trying to lose weight and you go, what's wrong with me? You know, why can't I do this? This is, you know, whatever. And so to get out of that, because that's so subjective and it's so demoralizing, you know, I was like, what about a procedure? How is it supposed to work? Right. And that became the procedure. So had I done shopping, had I bought the things that I needed, did I make time in my calendar, you know, whatever the case may be. And that's true of business as well. And then you go to the personal. And it's not like, what's wrong with me? It's like, do I know what I'm supposed to do? Do I need to make a change? Do I need something additional? Do I have the resources that I need? You know, if I'm saying I'm supposed to be eating vegetables, but I've run out of vegetables, then I need to change the procedure. The same thing is true in your business. If you say, I need to have these things done at this time, but my copier, you know, is not working or my computer crashed, there's nothing wrong with me. I need a procedure to say, you know, like I just said to my tech person, how often should I shut down my computer? And she goes, you don't do that every day. And I'm like, no.
I have all the tabs open.
Yeah. I mean, I got stuff.
There.
Yeah. It was like, and then the one time that I thought I was being really conscientious, like, I think about important things today. I'm going to shut my computer down, and could not get back in. I was like, oh my God. Right. So, you know, do you have the resource? Do you have the support that you need to help you do things that you don't know how to do? And then the last one is being proactive. Don't just solve that problem one time, right? Figure out how you can solve it for the future. You know, if you you need tech support, find a tech person that you're going to regularly be with it and say, this is what I'm thinking about. You know, my tech person says, whatever you do, don't add anything, don't buy anything before you talk to me first. So that what you're getting is going to work together.
Yeah. I love that.
I surprised her and said, I've decided to change platforms. And she goes, you've made this decision and you haven't even talked to me. And I said, but you'll be really proud of the way that I did it. I talked to several other people. I hadn't expected to do it, but I know that I have support, and here's why. Here's my thought process. And now I need you to, you know, help me to do it correctly. And it is, I mean, I was awake last night thinking about this because we had Potapalooza, and a lot of these episodes are not going to be airing for months. And it's like, oh my God. And she's like, not to worry, we can handle this. We can, you know, I'm like, okay. So, you know, you have the help that you need. So I want women to stop just being a very, you know, a very important person in their business and be a strategic CEO. I want them to have their mojo, have their style, know that their style is okay, right? Know what the limits are to that style. So for instance, if you tend to be more of, you know, kind of a community leader where you get everybody's, you know, information and stuff, that doesn't always work. There are times when you need to make a decision fast and you just need to do it. But the way that you do that is, you know, I used to say when I was in corporate, I would say to my managers, here's the way this is going to work. If I get a choice, if something comes down from corporate and I get a choice, if they say we have to cut the budget and I get a choice how I do it, you get a choice on where you do it. If I don't get a choice and they say you have to cut it in this category, I'll give you 5 minutes to moan and groan to me, and then that's the way we'll do it. I mean, everything can't be a team sport, you know?
It cannot. Well, I have loved hearing your stories and getting to know you better, but unfortunately, our time has come to an end. And I see that we can reach you at bookacallwithyvonne.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And one last parting thought for our audience on what success means to you.
What success means to me is that I have actually used my gifts to make other people's lives better, and I've had fun doing it, that I've done the happy dance.
Beautiful. I love that. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.